Hello again, friends and neighbors. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and we are inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF, your hometown radio station there in Cowboy Country up in North Florida, and reaching everywhere in the United States and everywhere in the world as it streams on the World Wide Web. We're so glad that we're on a station that God can send people to hear wonderful programming, good gospel music, great classic country music, and classic preaching. Amen. We declare the gospel of Jesus Christ according to the Word of God as it's written. Praise the Lord. We don't mess with God's Word. We let God's Word mess with us. Hallelujah. And it's still changes lives in the 21st century, and more importantly, it changes destinies. Praise God. We want every person that hears this broadcast to know within your heart that if your heart quit beating today for any reason, that you would immediately go to heaven to live with God forever. Praise God. That is the great goal of the gospel, is that people be saved. And we're glad you're listening today. If you're Christian, stay tuned. We're going to talk about our God. We're going to brag on our God today. And if you're not a Christian, we invite you to please stay tuned to get to know something more about this God that you may not clearly understand. You may have a real serious misconceptions about Him. We'd like to clear that up today as we study about Him from His book, The Word of God. Amen. So get ready to enjoy a time of teaching around the Word of God today and to receive it into good ground hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. We'd like to invite you to our website. If you are listening to this broadcast as it was downloaded from our website into an iPod or an MP3 player, or just listening as it streams, we're so happy that you came, and we know you know how to get there. For those of you that haven't come, we invite you to type in THCOG. THCOG. That stands for The Holy Church of God. It will take you to our website, and you're welcome to download any full sermons, any radio broadcast that are on that website, recent editions of teachings right here on WMAF. And if you would, especially you there in North Florida, this is your hometown radio station, would you drop them a card and let them know what a blessing this station is. I know it does me good when I hear from someone and anyone that says in any way that what we do for the Lord is a blessing to them. Let this station know that good family programming there in North Florida is a great blessing to you. Call them on the phone. Tell them. Hallelujah. Let them know you're out there, you're listening, and you appreciate this station that is faithful to bring you family-friendly and inspirational programming. Not only entertaining, but inspirational. This is a double blessing. Praise God. And I know they would appreciate it. Praise the Lord. Well, having said that, let's get into God's Word today. We're studying from Micah chapter 7 and verse 18 on the subject, who has a God like our God? You say, now, preacher, doesn't the Bible talk about pride and bragging? Yes, as a matter of fact, it does. And it tells us what we can boast in and what we cannot and must not boast in. Amen. The Bible said one of the things we can't boast in is in our salvation. The Bible said that it's the gift of God, lest any man should boast. On the other hand, because that would be based on pride and self-righteousness and self-sufficiency. But on the other hand, we are challenged and called upon to boast in our God. Now, I want to read that permission to you from Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23 and 24. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory." This word glory means to brag or to boast. So let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory or boast in his might, neither let the rich man glory or boast in his riches. But him that glorieth or boasteth, let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises, top of the list, listen, loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. If we're going to boast, let's boast in a God of grace. Number one on the list is not judgment or righteousness, amazingly. It is loving kindness. Praise God. I'm so glad that before judgment comes love, before God's wrath comes His mercy. So who has a God like our God, especially in the area of His grace? Praise the Lord. Micah chapter 7 is our verse, overarching verse for this teaching on the God of grace. Amen. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, that retaineth not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. The New International says it this way: who is a God like unto you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but you delight to show mercy. Who has a God like our God, who pardons iniquity, forgives our sin, forgets our sin, and takes delight in loving kindness? Therefore, he takes delight in showing mercy. Praise the Lord. The pardon of sin, I'm going to say it again this week, is the foundation for all other covenant mercies. It all begins with forgiveness. The glory of God in forgiving sin is matchless and without compare. There's no God like Him for this. No magistrate nor common person forgives as God does. That is what is so wonderful about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This message of Micah is that while it is true that God punishes sin even in His own people, He also pardons sin if we repent and return to Him. I love Acts chapter 20 and verse 24 in the New Testament. It says, "But none of these things move me," the Apostle Paul speaking, "neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord to testify of the gospel of the grace of God." Hallelujah. Paul said, "I don't want to know anything among you," in another portion of Scripture, "except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Praise the Lord. Amen. He was testifying to the gospel of the grace of God. And that was the great purpose in the Apostle Paul's life and ministry. He was driven by it, and many were in his day and still are in our day drawn to God by it. Who has a God like our God, a God who loved the world so much, according to John 3:16, that He would give His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. My Bible declares in the New Testament, it is not His will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Isn't it good to know a God that loves this much, that gives this graciously, amen, forgiveness, that grants it? None of us deserve that. And you may be thinking, but so-and-so doesn't deserve to be forgiven. Hey, friend, you don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. It is and always will be the gift of God. Lest any man should boast, the Scriptures declare, for we are saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. lest any man should boast. No person will ever set foot on those golden streets of heaven and be able to say that their righteousness alone, in and of itself, as good as they were, as great as they were, as loving as they were, as kind as they were, as giving as they were, none of that makes us worthy of that place. The only thing that can make us worthy of heaven is the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So the gospel is a gospel of the grace of God. It's the good news that we can be saved and we will be saved because God is a God who delights in mercy, who pardons sin and iniquity because of the sacrifice of His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I like the paraphrase of Acts 20. It said, "But my life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love." This is the part of ministry that I love. This is the part that keeps me in the ministry when statistics say that about 1,700 ministers each month leave the ministry because of the pressure that is put on the family, because of moral failure, because of burnout. And I'm telling you, I feel the pressure like anyone else, and I am no more equipped than anyone else emotionally or in to handle all of this. But the reason I'm preaching today is because that I realize that my calling, the core of my calling, is to declare the gospel of the grace of God to everyone who will listen. This is good news. Gospel literally means good news, and God's word literally declares that I've got pretty feet. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you really, unless you've got some kind of weird thing with feet, amen, called a fetish, I want you to know that feet are not the most beautiful parts of our body. I mean, you know, a hairy big toe is just not attractive to me. But I'm going to tell you something today. The Bible said when we declare this good news, how beautiful upon the sides of the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news and publish peace. Hallelujah. In fact, part of our spiritual army is our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The bad news is that sin has separated us from God. The Bible said in the old covenant, "My hand's not short that it cannot save. My ear's not heavy that it cannot hear." But your sins have separated between you and your God. But what Jesus did, friend, on the cross, as He hung between heaven and earth, He bridged that great chasm that sin had created. And a holy God can accept us, and a holy God will listen when we pray, and a holy God will stretch forth His hand to deliver us, save us, and set us free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the gospel of the grace of God, prayers will be answered. Prayers will be answered. Matthew Henry said, when we see God coming toward us in mercy, we must go out to meet Him in prayer. If God is that merciful, then we should be a praying people. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to read some things about the greatness of God. I want to just backtrack for a moment. Amen. Psalm 113, 5 through 7 says, "Who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high, who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth, who raiseth up the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill." Amen. We've got a God of mercy that reaches way down where we are in order to lift us up. And King David, when he had fallen, said, amen, that He lifted me from the miry clay. He put my feet upon a rock. He put a song in my heart. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Literally rendered in the Hebrew, the people who have been crushed by life will hear what God can do, to the length that He will go to lift us back up, and they'll be glad. In other words, they will take hope in their heart when they hear what God has done for someone else in a similar circumstance. Friend, you're not so deep in sin or so deep in heartache and heartbreak or so deep in depression that God can't and will not reach way down. Hallelujah. There used to be an old camp meeting song that said I was lost and undone without God or His Son, but He reached way down for me. You may be in a pit of despair. God will reach that far. You may be in a pit of sin where sin holds you tight in bondage, but God will reach way down where you are to pull you up. Hallelujah. There's nobody so steeped in sin that God's grace can't reach and touch. Hallelujah. The scripture actually said, where sin doth abound, the grace of God doth much more abound. The Greek word there is hyper, superabound. God's grace is greater than all of our sin. Hallelujah. And because that chasm has been bridged by the blood of Jesus Christ, God will listen when we pray. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 7 said, for what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? Amen. God came through when Israel was right with God. God came through. God heard their cry. God came through. Hallelujah. And the nations round about them said of the God of Israel, who has a God like their God? Hallelujah. And we should be able to boast in Him and say the same thing. Who has a God like our God? The mighty man doesn't boast in his might. That's sin. We don't boast in riches. That's sin. Self-sufficiency. We don't boast in our wisdom. It's sin. It's self-exaltation. But we do boast in our God. And we boast, number one, and brag on Him because of His magnificent, wonderful capacity to forgive and grant mercy and grace. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to be a preacher today of the gospel of the grace of God. I really don't like refereeing issues between people. I really don't like some of the things that go along with ministry. But I love declaring the gospel of the grace of God. Because when we declare Jesus and Him hanging on that cross, shedding His blood that we might be forgiven, there's a joy that rises up on the inside of me. And I've said it before in the midst of a radio broadcast that if I wasn't saved, I'd get saved all over again. When I hear the gospel of the grace of God, it makes me want to run to meet Him and not run from Him. Praise God. Listen to these people in that day. Because of the grace of God, prayers are going to be answered. Micah 7:15 says, according to the days of thy coming out of Egypt, will I show unto him marvelous things. The New International says, as in the days when you came out of Egypt, I will show them my wonders. And the paraphrase says, yes, says the Lord, I'll do mighty miracles for you, like those I did when I rescued you from slavery in Egypt. Friend, God will do it again. God will rescue you. God will deliver you. God will part the Red Sea. God will destroy the enemies, armies that try to hold you back. Pray. If you choose to come to Jesus Christ today as your Savior, and you have a cocaine habit, you have a crack habit, whatever habit you've got, we all have sin habits of one sort or another. And we're all prisoners in Satan's prison house. Listen to this, friend. Amen. When you decide you want to be free and you call upon the name of this God, amen, God can hear that prayer. God will listen to that prayer. You repent of your sins, God will forgive you. God will pardon you. God will reach way down where you are, pick you up and set you free. Praise the Lord, and set your feet on a rock. He will establish you. He'll give you a song of praise. Hallelujah. He'll give you a testimony. And the people who hear about what God did for you will be glad, because they'll know that they are not hopelessly lost, hopelessly bound. They too can go free. Praise the Lord. Chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 of Micah says, therefore I will wail and howl. There was hopelessness without God's grace. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the jackal or the dragon or the jackal, and mourning as the owls. For her wound is incurable. Her wound is incurable. In other words, they can't heal themselves. It's incurable. But listen to this in the New Testament. The things that are impossible with man are possible with God. Hallelujah. God can do in us what we can never change about ourselves, because He is mighty to save. Praise the Lord. If God's people repent and return, He will hear their prayers and they will see His wonders. They will see His miracles. Hallelujah. On no smaller scale than when He delivered Israel from Egypt. He said, I did it before and I'll do it again and again and again and again and again and again. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what that's literally saying in the context of the new covenant? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. The Lord God of Israel never changes. If He ever did it, He'll do it again. And Jesus Christ never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He did for people on the sandy shores of the Sea of Galilee, He will do right on the pavement in the city where you live, right on the carpet on the floor of the motel room you're in. Praise God. Amen. This God doesn't change, and this God doesn't leave us when we accept Him as our Savior. In fact, He makes a deep commitment to us to never leave us, to never forsake us, but to go with us all the way, even unto the end of the age. I'm going to tell you something. God doesn't save you, amen, and abandon you to try to live for Him on your own. God saves you, He forgives you, He delivers you, and He commits Himself to walk with you and walk it out with you every step of the way. If God's people repent and return, He'll hear their prayers. They will see His miracles, just like Israel saw them when He delivered them up out of the land of bondage. Praise God. That is the wonder of it. That is the miracle of our great God of grace. This is awesome power that obtaining of grace and mercy provides. Ah, friend, if you could, I tell my congregation, say this with me when we just want to get something branded in our hearts. And this, I want you to say it with me in your heart today. This is the awesome power that obtaining mercy and grace provides. You know, a lot of people think they can't live the Christian life. They're very honest, earnest people. Amen. And they're right. You can't in and of yourself. But the Bible said in John's Gospel, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. He said to the church in the book of Revelation, and it's a wonderful picture of the human heart, and that has to open to Him. Just open to Him. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. See, what you can't do in and of yourself, you can do through Jesus Christ. When He not only forgives your sin as you repent, He comes to abide with you. He comes to live within you. Hallelujah. I will come in and sup with Him, and him with me. Glory to God. We used to sing that old camp meeting song also, that I have somebody with me to share my heavy load. I feel his presence near me every day. Though trouble overtake me on life's weary road, I have somebody with me all the way. I've got victory today for one reason and one reason only. I have somebody with me. And that somebody will commit to be with you. And what you can't do by yourself, you can do through Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He was boasting in his God. That's the area we're allowed to boast and still stay humble and dependent. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. And friend, you can be free today. You can live for God today. You can obey Him. You can. And you can do it because of His grace, His mercy, that He will come from behind the veil. Praise God. Not only can you come to Him, but He can come to you. And on the day of Pentecost, praise God, that God that dwelt behind that veil came from behind that veil and set up a temple in the heart of all of those believers. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit and the Holy One that inhabiteth eternity came to make a human body that had been saved and sanctified through the blood of Jesus His dwelling place. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this is shouting ground today. Praise the Lord. I know I'm pegging the needle in the radio station, but I'm forgetting about distance from the mic right now. And I'm trying to remember, but I'm excited about being saved. I'm excited about being set apart unto God for a holy purpose. I'm excited about having Jesus with me today. And I'm excited about telling people about what He can do for you. The old song says it is no secret what God can do. Remember that song? The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone? You. Whether you're a Christian that has slipped and fell or a non-Christian that has never repented of your sin, both of you can come to this God of grace today for restoration. One to be saved and another to be restored. You can come home, backslider. Hallelujah. Praise God to the Father's house. And experience the wonderful restoration that the God of grace offers you today. Ah, friend, there's no God like our God. A God so merciful. A God so gracious that He would give His only begotten Son. That He would take on flesh, come to this earth, hang on the cross, shed His blood, and said, this is why I came. I'm anointed to set the captive free, to set at liberty those that are bruised, those that are caught in the trap of sin. He came, friend, to set you free. Hallelujah. So if you don't know Jesus today, I pray right now that you will open your heart. I know, because I'm preaching the gospel of the grace of God. I know that He's knocking on the door of your heart right where you are. And I know that He's calling you by your name. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. I'll come in. Oh, friend, ask Him to forgive your sin. He will wonderfully pardon. And not only will He pardon as your heart opens, but He will come in. He will come in, cleanse you, and make your body His temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're a Christian and you're a backslider, you have fallen, you have failed, come home. Come home. Come home. He's waiting. He's watching. over life's ramparts. He's calling, come home. Ah, friend, we love you today. Come back next week. Let's talk about Jesus.